Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with the first of a two-part community comment on an upcoming California ballot initiative sponsored by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. Mr. Newsom, who was one of the main backers of the highly criticized Proposition 47, now presents an initiative with the appealing ballot name of the California Safety for All Act. I must acknowledge an article from the Los Angeles Association of Deputy District Attorneys titled "The Ammo Police is Not the Answer to the Criminal Use of Firearms." I used excerpts from the article in portions of the comments during both parts of reviewing the California Safety for All Act. California Safety for All does have some good portions, and I wish to credit those first. Felons are prohibited from working in gun stores. Theft of a firearm is a felony. Sadly, this is primarily an attempt to stop the damage caused by Proposition 47, which made the theft of any firearm valued at less than $900 a misdemeanor. This should never have occurred. It can and should be corrected with a different, independent ballot measure. It requires that stolen guns be reported to law enforcement. It criminalizes straw purchases like those that put the guns in the hands of the domestic terrorists responsible for the San Bernardino massacre. If I believed that the California Safety for All Act would do what the name implies, I would be supporting it wholeheartedly. It won't. Other portions of this act will have a detrimental effect on law-abiding gun owners. The changes to state law will burden law enforcement while potentially criminalizing anyone who owns any firearm magazine with a capacity greater than 10 rounds. The goal of this initiative and other initiatives is to make it more difficult to purchase a gun. It would also make it more difficult and expensive to buy or sell ammunition in the state of California. Private party importation of ammunition into California would be a crime. This should make for interesting questions at the agricultural inspection stations. "Hi, do you have any fruits, vegetables, or ammunition in your vehicle today? May I check your vehicle, please?" However, since ammunition is still legal to possess, law-abiding citizens will primarily feel the impact of this initiative. Felons who are committing crimes are not worried about following the law. I will cover the negative impacts of the California Safety for All Act in greater detail when I next join you on Thursday, March 10th. As always, I urge you to take the time to research measures and candidates before Election Day. Lastly, please vote. You will have to live with the outcome, and failing to vote just increases the likelihood that what you don't want will happen. I'm Dave Douglas, and this has been a community comment on KINS Radio.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.